So you were holding that summer dal on Aleph on top. Then last Mishnah we spoke about the dinner of a ves kavua, that you see something three times in a row, so that's kaveya ves, and you can't be oikurit unless you skip it three times. Now the Gemara says, if we learn like this, what's going to be rosa yom chamisha salachodesh there? And he should say the 15th day of the month of this chodesh. Then the yom tazayin chodesh there, the second month, she did not see on the 15th, but on the 16th day of the month, the 16th. Then the yom shivos lachodesh is there. Then on the third month, she saw the 17th day, not the 15th, not the 16th, but the 17th. So the last 3 months she saw on the 15th, then the 16th, then the 17th. So lachor is Rav says Rav Amar Kovel of Esther Ledilug. Yes, she has a vest kavua now Ledilug. And therefore, on the fourth month, she's going to have to be afraid for the 18th day. Not for the 17th, but for the 18th, because we see that she has a cycle of every month, she skips another day, a day later. Ushmul Amashmul says, no, so far she does not have a vest kavua. As she tishalish pedilik, it has to happen a fourth time. There has to be three intervals in between that we see a skipping. There has to be three skippings. Like this, we only saw so far two skippings. Like from 15 to 16 and from 16 to 17. So Shmuel says she has to see the next to fourth month on the 18th day, then we see three skippings, that's called the Ves Kavua. So first of all, I want to say, Neymar, let's say that Ravu Shmuel, what is this machlokes between Rav and Shmuel? That Ravu Shmuel were plucked to the Rebbe of Shimon Gamliel Kamiflegi. Maybe they argue in the machlokes between Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel, how many times makes up a chazakah? Does 2 times make up a chazaka? Does 3 times make up a chazaka? Titani will learn like this. Nisayt Lurishin, a lady got married 1 time. Umeis, her husband died on her. Then Lashani, she remarried to a second husband. Umeis, and the second husband died on her. So Lachru is Lashlish Lurti Nasadiv Rebbe. Rebbe says she cannot get married anymore. Because she's Becheska, that her husband's going to die. So she's not allowed to get married. 2 times is called a chazaka. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Legimel Tinasa, no, she's still not get married to a third husband. But Ledalid Le Tinasa, not to a fourth husband. So, to a fourth husband, not, because he held it up to 3 times, it's called the Chazaka. So, that's the Machlokes Sirius, according to Rav and Shmuel, everybody holds the Chazaka, is how many times it skipped in between. So, Rav says after 15, 16, 17, even though she only skipped twice in between, that's enough, because twice is called the Chazaka. And Rabbi Shimon Lewis says, so the fourth month, because he also need 3 times to make a chazaka. So what says light? Maybe the Fatah Machlokes of here. It could be the Kuli Yalma, even Rav holds Krem Shimon Gamliel. That everybody, both Rav and Shmuel, agree that chazaka is after 3 times. So what's the Machlokes here then? Fihoch over here, Baruch Kamifuga, they argue like this. That Rav Sava, Rav holds that Chamisha Osa Miminyona. The 15th day, the first day she saw is part of this count. In other words, the last 3 times she saw, there's a cycle like. They saw the 15th, then the 16th, then the 17th. So in these last 3 times she saw, we see a cycle that every month now she skips another day. So that's enough to be Kaveya Vest. You don't have to have 3 times skipping. It's enough that within 3 Riyas, we see a cycle. Or Shmuel Shavanel, Shmuel Holz, or Shmuel Savar, Kiva and Dala Bedilik Hazise, since she did not see 3 skippings, Lab Minyonhu, the first day does not count, that's not part of the skipping. So Shmuel, the Chazaki has to be a Chazaki of skippings. So you have to first see the 15th, then to the 16th, that's 1. The 16th to the 17th, that's 2. Then the 17th to the 18th, that's 3. Then after the 18th, then the next month, she's Kaveh of Eskavu to see on the 19th, then the 20th. That's the Machoikis over here. By Yvest of Ledilug, you have to have 3 skippings, or it's enough within 3 days, 3 Riyas, like we see a cycle. So I have a question now. It says, Aloha, Hoislimu, says now Mishnah, Hoislimu, Delias, Roya, Yom Tezvav. She first had a vest kavua to see every 15th day of the month. For Shinsa, she skipped, Liyom, she shows the 16th day of the month. Aloha, Zev, Zasurim, both days are Rasa. What's going to be Shinsa, Liyom, Shivasa? Let's say she skipped now the next month to the 17th day. So, Huta Shishos, she does not have to be afraid anymore for the 16th day. If that only happened 1 time, it's Necker after 1 time. But Vanessa, for the 3rd month, she's also still Chamishos, the 15th day of the month. And also, Vishivasa, only the 17th, that was the last Vest Shani Kavua. What's going to be Shinsaliyam Shemaynasa? She changed now fourth time to the 18th day. Now, Hutra Kulam, now she doesn't have to be afraid for any other day, because she already happened 3 months that she did not see on the 15th day. She's Iker the 15th day. She's only Asa now, every next month, a day later after the 18th. And the next month she's Asa on the 19th day, the next month the 20th day. So, Hura Kashim Rav, of course, if you Kashim Rav, here you see you have to have three skippings to make it into a vest. So she has to see the 15th, then the 16th, 17th, and 18th. Then you first get a vest Kavua. According to Rav, it should have said this aloha after the 17th, after the third month, when she saw the 17th day of the month. So my answer is, Amalach Rav, Rav will answer back and say, no, here it's different. That Limudish Shani, here it's much different. But over here, since when she saw on the 15th day, it wasn't a pshat after the first time she saw, but Limudim, she used to see she has a vest kavua. So when she saw the 15th day of the month, that's not like a new cycle, that's part of the old cycle, that's the vest kavua. So here, Pshita, when she sees the 16th, that's the first Riya. Then the 17th, she only saw two times. So even Rav would agree she has to see Len on the 18th, and then it's called the last three Riyas, was with skipping. Smor says, with the Kari law, my Kari law, what's the Avamin here? What was the question? How could you ask such a question? Pshita, Rav would agree with her since she was Lamuda. Since she was used to having the best Kavu on the 15th day of the month, so Pshita, the last time she saw on the 15th, that's not like part of the new cycle, that's part of the old cycle, though she was used to see on the 15th day of the month. And now she skips to the 16th, and that's the first Riya, the first new seeing of a new cycle. So what's the Avamin? What was the question? Yes. So most of the Avamin was because maybe really Lamud Yitzrich lay. So the reason why it says the case that she saw a Veskavu on the 15th is not because that's the only time. Even if it wouldn't have been a Veskavu, it would be the same halacha. But the Chiddush is, even though she was used to seeing the 15th day of the month with a Veskavu, that still, the Ma'at HaTem, I would have thought to say, Kivun the Lamuda, since she was used to seeing on the 15th day, the Okrosa betrays Zimna, and since she uprooted after two times, Okrele, maybe not seeing two times, the 15th and the 16th and the 17th, that's enough. As Kamashmala know, still you have to be Okrele after three times, it has to be that she saw the 18th day, she skipped three times. That's why it says the Chiddush over here, of Limuda. But really, even without Lamud, it would also be the same halacha. That's what the Gemara Takasha, according to Rav. And Rav answers, no, it's not true, that it's only because of Lamud, that's why he has to come on to the 18th. But without Lamud, it would have been enough if the 17th would also be called the Ves Kavua. Mesa, I have a question like this. It says, what's going to be Rosa Yom Esrim V'yecho Rach B'choydizeh? She saw the 21st day of this month. Esrim V'shnayim B'choydizeh, and the second month is the 22nd day. Then she saw the 23rd day of the third month. So it says, couple of vests, siruga. A couple of vests, she has a vest now, that the next month she'll have a vest kavua to see the 24th day. What's going to be though now in the third time, siruga le'en esrim v'yabo, instead of seeing the 23rd day, she skipped 2 days and went to the 24th day, is like couple of vests, she's not kavei a vest, because it's not a straight cycle. But I call upon him to Yusuf Shmuel, here's a kasha and Shmuel. Because here in Samash, we have to see the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, it's a Ves Kavua, even though there's no three skippings yet. Amulach Shmuel, Shmuel answers back and says, no, Hocha B'mayaskin, we're talking about every Hocha B'mayaskin, Kagayin, Tirigila L'mechzei B'yayim Esrim. She had a Ves Kavua to see every 20th day. For Shinsan, she changed L'yayim Esrim B'yechod to the 21st day. And therefore, the 21st day is called like a skipping. Here even Shmuel would agree, if you see the 21st and the 22nd and the 23rd, that's called three skippings here, therefore that's called the Ves Kavua. Was Bekin and I being a proof for this also, the Shavkin and Leyoin Esrim, they leave over the 20th day, the Nokad Le, they start counting Esrim Yecha, 21st day. Ishmael Mina, here we're talking about that the first she had a Ves Kavua every 20th day. And then now she saw the 21st day. So that also was called the skipping from the last 20th to the 21st. So therefore here Shmuel agrees when she sees 1 month the 21st, then the 22nd, then the 23rd, that's called three skipping, that's called the Shalosh Badilug, therefore should have a Ves Kavua here, even according to Shmuel. The Mishnah says, Shenisha Kavazla Vesa Sacha Tekven Latushes Kavei three times. Omra Popo. Lo Yamor, this is only said that will Lemikva. To say, when is she Kaveya, that she has the Ves Kavua, it's only after three times. To be afraid, like the next time, to be chayshe that day of the month, the chod is in the chayshe, even after one time. Like whenever she sees that day of the month, the next month, she has to be afraid for that day. When it says, my commercial, what's the chiddush? Tanina, we learned like this, that's not Mishnah. She used to have a vest kavua to see every 15th day of the month. The shinson she changed now liyom esrim to the 20th day. So it says as zev is asrim. It says clearly the next month, the 15th day is also because that's still a vest kavua. But also the 20th day of the month is also. So you see, even though she only saw one time so far on the 20th day, he had to be cheshit for that. So Mora says, no, even yesterday for this alone, how about when I would have thought to say, Han and Mida, when was this said, Echo, the Kaima B'toch, you may need to do so. Only if this day that comes out, the 20th day in the Mishnah, is during the day that she's fit to become a Nida. That's when she has to be Choshe, even though it only happened one time. Havel Echo, the Kaima B'toch, you may need to do so. Let's say it's not during the day that she become a Nida, but rather it's during the Yud Aleph Yom, that she becomes a Zovo. Since during those Yud Aleph Yom, she's usually called the Cheskas Muslekas Domim, a Maloy, maybe then I do not have to be Choshit for a Vest Shein the Kavua. Yes, Kamashmalon, yes, that any time she sees, even though it comes out that time, it was during the 11 days between one Nidus and another Nidus, still, the next Chodesh, she has to be afraid for that day, for that's called the Vest Shein the Kavua. Until she's Kaveh three times, then it becomes the Vest Kavua. Then the Mishnah says, "We ain't in time in the vest. She doesn't get rid of the vest until she's oikrit three times." Amar Rav Papa says, "Where more the Mishnah only meant to say, well, the kviyusa klasa zimna, that she was kaveirit for three times. Then you should know the tzricha klasa zimna lemekra. She has to have three times to be oikrit that vest. But trace zimna, she was only kaveirit the vest lot of only two times. Then bechad the zimna mekra could be uprooted after one time. So Moshe says, my kamashman, what's the chiddush? Chenina, we don't like this." And Isha Kavasla Vesra Shakhana Shalosh Pom, she's only Kavir Vesra, it happens three times. So Mar says, yes. Mother time I would have thought to say, Chod Lechad, that if you have one time, you could be Oikri after one time. But Trela Tat, if you see two times, maybe you have to be Oikri two times. But Tlos Latlos, if you see three times, then you have to be Oikri after three times. Yes, Kamash Panat Sechidish know that even though you saw it twice in a row, the last 2 months, you saw the 20th day of the month, the third month, if you skip to the 21st day, you oiker that vest. As long as you are not kaveh with three times in a row, you can be oikered after one time. Tanya Kavasapar, bring a proof to a pop. It says, Hoislamudali Yisrael Yom Eschim. She used to have a vest kavu every 20th day of the month. Veshinsa, she trains now Liyom Shleshim to the 30th day of the month. Zalochri Zeb is Asurim. Both days are also. Hegir Yom Eschim comes the next month, the third month. The 20th day, and she does not see Blei Rosa. Muteras L'shamish, she's mutter to live with husband. Ad Yom Shleshim, till come the 30th day. That's the Vesh Shein Kavua. V'chashash Yom Shleshim, you have to be afraid for the 30th day. What's going to be a gear Yom Shleshim passes by the 30th day for Rosa, and she sees then. So that one was so far, she has still has a Vesh Kavua every 20th day, and she saw the last two times on the 30th day. So now her gear Yom Shleshim comes the 20th day, she says, yes, to be choshed, she wasn't like that Vesh yet. But Lai Rosa, she did not see the 20th day. So that she has to be Cheshit for the 30th day. The Yigi Yom Shleshim comes the 30th day, and again Lai Rosa, she did not see. The Yigi Yom Esam comes again the next month, the 20th day. For Rosa, and she sees then, so even though it happened that it passed by three times, she did not see on the 20th day, but since she was not Kavei a new Veset, the Lachar is now that she sees again on the 20th day, for Rosa is Hutra Yom Shleshim. Since Lamaisa, the last time she skipped the 30th day, she did not see then. So since she skipped it once, it's oiker, even though she saw twice already on the 30th day. But since she was not made, she did not make it into a vest kavu, it didn't happen three times. She's oiker after one time. But now, Vanessa Yom Esrim, it becomes also again the 20th day of the month. Because that's the vest kavu again, that we say the vest comes at that time. But since it was already a vest kavu, it stays that way. This is the vest kavu. Now the Mishnah says, Noshim Bipsulehem Kigafanim. Anish and a get of Sulim is like a gift, like a vineyard. Yesh Gefin, the certain vines, Sheyena Adam, that the wine is red. The Yesh Gefin, Sheyena Shachar, certain wine is black. Same thing about Isha also, she has black blood and red blood. The Yesh Gefin, Sheyena Mubis, certain vines give off a lot of wine. The Yesh Gefin, Sheyena Mubis, some vines give off a little bit of wine. Same thing about Isha also, some Isha have a lot of dam, some Isha have a little bit of dam. Every vine has wine. Tashane Boyen, if it doesn't have one, they'll raise their Durviki. It's like a door couture, means not going to have children. Kiss of an Isha does not have dam at all. That's a very bad simon. She may not have children because of that. Tony would like this. What he meant to say, Durviki means door couture, a chopped off door, meaning they're not going to have children. There'll be no continuation of this mishpacha. Tony Reb Chia. Chia said, like, learn like this. That Kishem Shah saw Yoflis the same way sourdough is good for dough to make it rise. Kahdomim Yoflish, the same thing, blood is good for Nisha. Tori Ula Mishum Rameya. Kol Isha Shademem Rubim, Bonem Rubim. Any Isha, that the more blood she has, the more children she have. It's easy to become pregnant, the more the Isha, the more dam the Isha sees, but she's a Nidom, the easier it is, the better it is for her to become pregnant. Hajun Alecha Isha. Yeah, Mish says like this. Tinoikos Shleigiyas Manaliros. You have a young girl, like she's under 12 years old, it didn't come a time yet that she sees, has a period yet. Venisus, and she gets married. So, Beishama Yomrim Noistin Lo Arbalelos. She has a right to live with her husband 4 nights in a row, even though she sees Dam, like we say, it's only Dam Besulim that broke the Besulim, and it's not Dam Nidus. Or Beisulim, and the says no, even more. Achetich Yamaka, they can live together until the wound healed up. Meaning to say that if they live one time together, no dam comes out, then we see it healed up. And then the next time, if dam comes out, then she'll be tummy. But like this, if they live together 20 times and every time she sees dam, we say the wound did not heal yet, and she's still mutter, so only dam mak, it's not dam neither. What's going to be Yegiyah's manaliris? She came the age of 12 years old, she's a nara. Venice, now she gets married. Shabisham Yermim, Noisim Lalarishin. She only has a right, with the right to live together the first night, and after that we say she's a nida. Usually they get married Wednesday, so they have 4 nights to live together until Metzoy Shabbos. Those 4 nights, even though she sees dam each night, we say it's dam besulim. But after that, then we said healed up already, then it'll be dam nidus. What's going to be Ruasa? She already saw dam. Not only she's a nara, but she already saw dam already. And v'yodi b'beis sabim, she's still a nara, she still lives by her father's house, not a bageris. So b'shamay b'shamay says, noisna lo bilas mitzvah. They only have a right to live together, the first bia, that's all. After that, we have to be afraid if she sees dam, will be dam neither, there also. Or b'shamay l'emrim kol alay l'kulo. The whole first night they can live together, even though they see dam, still we say the first night is dam besulim. But after the first night, then she becomes, then if she sees dam, so she has tumas neither. Yeah. Smells like this. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. V'yafilu rosa. He learns even if she saw dam. Rashi says bevesa via means when she's by her father's house bevesa via. Omer beisilu. Hoyev leigiyas manirasha. Since the girl is less than 12 years old, it didn't come the time to usually see. So even though she saw, still she has a right to live as long as the makkah does not heal up. That's what Nachman says. V'yafilu rosa nirasha. Even though she already saw, but since it's not a giyas man, it's not the time you should see, she's not tummy, we say it's dam sulim. Mimai, what's the proof? Midukom maflik, since it's the safer, the Mishnah says, a chiluk, bein rosa, bein shle rosa, the difference whether she sees dam or she didn't see dam. That's when she's a nara. Michlal deresh, that's the proof in the first case, when she's not a nara, when she's less than 12 years old, loishnoch, it doesn't make enough gemida, whether she once saw dam nida, or she didn't see dam nida. But now when she lives with the husband, we have a right to say all the dam that comes out is only the dam basulin until the wound healed up. Meaning to say until they lived together once and no dam came out, and then we know it healed up, then the next time dam comes out, she'll become tummy. Tani Nami Yaku, learn like this also, that the Silur Masilu says, you have to wait till the maki heals up. Bein rosa, bein la rosa, whether she sees it, whether she doesn't see it, doesn't make enough gemina. Since she's less than 12 years old, so as long as the wound did not heal up, we always say the dam that comes out, b'shas tashmish, is a dam besulim. Then it says the Mishnah, shetichi yamaka, is the ratio. At kama, what's considered that the wound heals up? I'm reviewed on a rav, kol zaman shenecheres. Means kol zaman, that's still dripping out blood. We'll soon see what that means. Ki amrista kama, we said in front of Shmuel, Omali, he said, Nechiruzu any day. I'm not sure what you mean by Nechiru. What does this mean? Mahi. Ela, rather, what you meant to say is something like this. Kol zaman sharoik matzah b'tzorech hapeh. means kol zaman, there's still spit there in the mouth, meaning machmas tashmish, that kol zaman, whenever they live together, they always see dam. That's called the makah, the wound did not heal up yet. So every time they live together, there's dam. It can go on for 10, 20 times. That's not called tichya makah. It's all considered dam besulim. Until they have one time when there's no dam. Now, on the chira de kama rav hechidem, what's the case talking about? On the rav shmuel barab yitzel to me, meforshi li minei de rav, I explained to rav like this, that I met if she stands up for roi and she sees dam. Yoshevitz, when she sits down, though the ain't roi and she does not see dam. The yaduwa, then we know, shleichoy samak, like it did not heal up yet. That's why when she's standing, like it hurts the wound and makes it bleed. When she sits, it does not hurt the wound, therefore it does not bleed. That's also proof it did not heal up yet. What's going to be agabekaka? She sits on top of kaka, v'roi and she sees dam. Agabekor, she sits on pillows, Uksus on blankets, the enerosh, she does not see dam. The same thing, we know, the wound did not heal up yet. That's why certain times she sees she hurts the wound, and certain times not, she does not hurt the wound. What's going to be agabi kulam, whether she's standing or sitting, or she's sitting on hard or on soft, and v'roi she sees, or else agabi kulam, all of them, the enerosh, she does not see, then then we know it healed up. So then there's no difference. Then we say it's not because of the wound anymore. Then either she sees it's dam nida, or else if she does not see, the pshat is the wound healed up. So then that's it. If they live together afterwards and she sees dam, so then she'll become a tumas nida. That's considered the wound healed up already. Now if any new dam comes, that's always called dam nida. Yeah. Then it says, Egiyaz Moskvich comes 12 years old. It will learn like this. Shimsha biyomim. What's going to be the live a daytime also? It says the Mishnah, the Giyaz Mano. So in this Pesul says they have 4 nights. Does 4 nights mean living together 4 times? Or as many times they do it during those 4 nights? See, what's going to be the live a daytime also? So Rav Omle Hifsid Leilas. It's like 4 days complete. So even if you do a day and night, it doesn't make a difference. For Levi Yomano Hifsid Leilas, it's 4 times, that's all, and not more. They lose it after 4 times. They lose. She can't. She loses it. Means she only has 4 beers. That's all, not more. Rav Omer Rav says, "Lo yifsid leilas." She does not lose the nights. Why? Ad Meitzoy Shabbos Tanan. So as many times they live together until Meitzoy Shabbos, that's all considered the dam basulim. And according to Basil, it's all mutter. For Levi Omer Levi says, "No yifsid leilas." That she loses. If she lives together by day, then that takes away from 1 night. My arba leilas, it wasn't meant to say 4 nights. Arba oinus, it means 4 times, that's all. But if she lives together by day, says loses a night. Well, Rav the Gemara, the question is, so normally the Mishnah arba leilas have to say 4 nights. Let it just say ad moitzoy Shabbos then. If it means as many times they do it until moitzoy Shabbos, so why do you have to say 4 nights altogether? Gemara says, yes, urcha'ayu kamach, it's going to teach us something. That the dark or the bia balelis, that usually you have bia at night time. That's why it says ar balelis. But if you do it by daytime also, she will not lose the 4 nights. Now the Levi, according to Levi, listen the ar balelis, ad moitzoy Shabbos normally. According to Levi, you only have 4 nights and that's all. So let it just say 4 nights. What does it say ad moitzoy Shabbos for? Samura says, yes, how come Mashmas can't teach this Chiddush that the Shori Lemilva Lechila B'Shabbos, that in case where they didn't have Bia before, or they get married on Friday, they're allowed to have the first Bia Friday night on Shabbos, even though it's making a Chabur, like you're making a bleed maybe, that's Muta. And Kiddush Shmuel, like Shmuel always says, Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, Pirtza D'Chuki, you have to squeeze through an opening, Muta L'Konos B'Shabbos, you've got to go in there on Shabbos. The Yafop, even though Shemasha through, it's like you're pushing aside pebbles, like it's mutter, since the opening is there already. It's like here also, even though you're making a bia the first time on Shabbos, it's like breaking the psulim. But that's the Gemara Ksubis, it's called like it's a kilkul, as a mlochash and srich legufa, so therefore it's mutter to do it, l'shem bilas mitzvah. It will not like this. What's going to be Boal v'lemotz adam? They had lived together once and they didn't find any dam. Then the Chosu both lived together a second time in Mosdam, and they found dam. So Echlin Rama Tumeya. That's Tumeya, because since the first time there was no dam, we say the pshat is she has no psulim, and the second time she sees it must be dam nida. For Rabasi Yomano Torah, still she's told we say it's dam psulim. What's the machlekes? Rabbi Chanina Rama Tamei she's Tamei, because the Yemisa was really true that every Dam Basulim would have been Dam Basulim, then Mikor Ebi Yossi should have seen it the first time. Since the first time you did not see it, it's Sarai, there's no Basulim there. And then the second time she sees it must be Dam Nida, she's Tamei. Rabbi Yamano Torah, she still remains Torah. Dilma could be the first time you say it's Rami, like could the Shmuel happened, she made a Bia like Shmuel made sometimes. The Yama Shmuel, Shmuel says, Yecholni live or Kama Bila is below Dam. He's able to live with his wife a lot of times and not cause it to break a Psulim. Meaning he can make Bia through the side light to go around the Psulim. See also, maybe the first time he lived with her husband, she lived together. The reason why there was no Dam is not because she doesn't have Psulim. Maybe the first Bia went through the side light. And that's why he didn't break the psulim. But the second bia breaks the psulim, therefore you go to Kula, says still she's tor. Viduch, the other first man, Yamod's no. Shani Shmuel, Shmuel is different to Rav Gavraya. To say Zeva was strong, he had control over Zeva, he knew how to make such a bia. But a normal person cannot do it. This normal person goes in straight, and either he breaks the psulim or else there's no psulim there. So since the first time there was no dam, it's a rai, she has no psulim. And the second time we say it was dam nidus. Omer Rav Rav like this. By Geras, the Mishnah Sofa is talking about she's only a Nara. She was only 12 years old. What's going to be if she's 12 and a half? She's a Bageras. Then Noistan or Laila Rishon. That's all. She only had the first night. And after that, if she sees Dam, she's a Nida. Vahani Mili, when was this said? Shle Rosa. She did not see Dam before. Ava Rosa, if she saw Dam before, then Eimu have a Bilas Mitzvah. Pesulai, that's all. They only have right to live together the first Bia. And after that, she's automatically considered a Nida. That's what Rav says. So by Geras is different than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is not talking about a Ketana or a Nara, not a Geras when she's 12 and a half. Then we say if she once saw Dam before, she only has one Bia, and if she didn't see Dam before, then she can live together that night and not more. Meis, we have a question on Rav. It says, Meis, once happened a case for Nosum Lo Rebbe Arba Leilus Mitoch Yud Beis Chedish, that a girl once got married, and Rebbe said, you have 4 nights to live together, and you don't have to do it one night after another, even though it was spread out over 12 months. Mashm, every 4 months they live together, so Rebbe said, those 4 times, the first 4 times, Yimuta, even though she sees Dam, still we do not consider it Dam Nida, but we say it's Dam Besulim. So I said, hey, Chidam, what's the case talking about? You let me, if you want to tell me, Diyoy, Vilei, Kudidi, Mekat Nusi, let her have all 4 times when she was a Ketana. Then the question is, Vashitich Yimakatunam, Beisila says, that calls the man she's a Ketana, she has the right to be brought until the Maki heals up, not only 4 times, even more. Ella, rather, the case must be the Yoivle Kulu Menaris. That she lived, she had these 4 beers when she was a Nara. For the Gemara Naris, Yud Beschash Miki, it's not 12 months to be Naris. Roma Shmuel Shmuel says, Ain Benal Labagus, Elabab Chadash Mavad, is only 6 months in between. After she's 12 and a half, she's a Bagaris, not a Nara anymore. She can't have this 12 months when she's a Nara. Tachita, maybe Shmuel just meant to say, Boston Nochu is not less than 12, not less than 6 months. Who the lack? Maybe what's for maybe there is more than 12 months, more than 6 months. He says, only 6 months, that's all. That when you come a Nara at 12, then 12 and a half, you become a Bagaris. El, the case must be, the Yoiv Leishtaim be make up Nusa. 2 times lived together when she was a Ketana. Or Ishtaim be made Nara, then twice when she was a Nara, that's the case. Samara says, no. Her boy, Mene Rav Chilna Bashalmi, Mene Rav. That a Giyaz Man Eliroys, a Giyaz Man Eliroys Takas by Lamau, if she saw what she stood by her husband, what's the locha? Or Mlen, he said to her, Kobila Shata, Boyle, and Melo Achas. That Kozman, she was a Ketana, or Kozman, she was a Ketana, all the times only called one beer, that's all. So here it's only one beer with a Ketana, and there's only 2 inches an hour, you're still missing her 4th beer. So Hashem, Mashim, Madal Melois, there's many times they live together when she's a Ketana, it's only called one beer. So how do you have these 4 beers? El, the case is like this. The Yoiv Le Achav Mekat Nusa. As many times she's lived together when she's a Ketana, it's only called one Bia. Ushtayim Vimei Naras. And then 2 times when she was a Nara. And Viachav Vimei Bagaras. And then the 4th time when she was a Bagaras. And it's only 1 time they can live together and not more. Then she called Nida if she sees Dam. So it's like this. Diyame Bishtayim Bagaras Biyami Avinu Latfei. A regular Bagaras would give more than 1 night. Kihecha Dahani Katnas Vimei Naras Lemitza Lochad. Just like when she saw, when she's a Ketana, it takes away one Bia, Ahani, Nami, Naras, the Bagus, the Mitzvah, Lochoda. Now that she saw, when she was a Nara, it takes away 1 day from the Bageris. But Eliyam, if you're going to tell me the Bageris, Yam, any irregular Bageris, Lo Yavinu Latfei, you don't give him more than 1 night, so the Lace of Loachas, Shoni have a bilas mitzvah then. Because since she lived together when she's an Aaron, so you have to take away some from the Bageris, so she should only have a bilas mitzvah, not more. The Sulai. So my answer is no. Liyel, in the case of the early Achaz, you make Katnas. The Gimel, you make Naris. And Misavit, who told you, Kotlos, the Yachi Chodor Ano, they be called Tre Yachi Chodor Ano. Yeah. Alright. Yeah.
So I hear also the pshat is that if one was a katnus, then joined the naris at 6 months, but you saw every 2 months. So too much, you saw three times. Every 2 months is three times. That's the four times here. Tehrami, it was joined naris and not joined katnus, not joined boigris. But joined boigris, you only have one night and not more. So it was not a kashin rav. All right, we'll stop here.
We'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. We'll do Dav Samechei. We'll start over again from the beginning of the Omer again. We'll do Dav Samechei on the other side of this tape.